champion to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
We were rocking it.
Jam session.
Yeah, I was. What was that? What were those other noises going on? I felt like I was hitting something.
Yeah, I saw some legs flying up in the air.
Yeah, my leg was flying. Yeah. We started back to back rocking it out. So.
Choreographing over there. I don't know.
Yeah, we met earlier.
I hope you guys are out there dancing along with us.
Definitely.
Yeah. And they are.
Yeah. Hello, everybody, and good evening, and welcome to tonight's Reclap. Yes, ladies. Alexis, even she's breaking it down for us in the engineering booth. She clapped. As you can see, everybody, we have a full, excited panel tonight. If you haven't already done so, please head over to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Hit that little subscribe button. In fact, pause this video right now and give this video a thumbs up.
Oh, why not?
Like. Keep those comments coming. You can always tweet us at hashtag ABTV Dance Moms. You can tweet me personally, and you guys have been. It's been really awesome, at Candace_Camacho. And please continue to check us out on SoundCloud and iTunes. We've got 5 stars. And keep the comments coming. And as you can see, I'm joined by 3 lovely and gorgeous co-hosts. So I'll start to my far left over there, to that sassy redhead.
Hello, everyone. I know. We're like rocking the rainbow today. This is going to be good. It's going to be a good show. And you guys are the best tweeters in the world. You guys have been giving me such juicy stuff. Keep it going. It's at Christy Reports. I love it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Eileen, and I'm new. Thank you guys for having me.
Welcome.
Yes. She's visiting us all the way from NYC.
Yes, I'm bringing a little East Coast flavor just for this episode. Ooh. Perfect timing. And you guys can tweet me on Instagram at Eileen Breslin.
Love it.
Very exciting.
We'll do.
Okay. And last but not least, hey guys, I'm back for my second week. It's JJ. I had such a good time talking to you guys on YouTube, on Twitter. Tweet me at J2 Snyder. Let's do this.
Yes, let's do this. We are in season 5, episode 9. We've got quite a few more episodes to go. What did you all think of this episode? Yeah.
Didn't have quite enough juice for me.
Yeah.
Not quite as good as last week, but it was still good.
I liked it. The new Maddie?
Yeah, the new Maddie.
Question mark.
The new Maddie is the name of the episode. Right.
I think there's only one Maddie, really, but...
Well, I know.
I'm a big Maddie fan, clearly.
I feel like this is really loud. Is this too loud? Maybe I need to be turned down. But anyway, whenever Kathy is in the episode, I'm always like, yes, there's going to be such, like, high school-type drama, which it does. It does. And
that woman has the maturity level, probably, of your daughter, who is 1 year old, right?
Yes.
And she's probably more mature than Kathy.
She could be. And speaking of my daughter, she actually went to bed last night at like 8:30, and my husband was out too, and I was on the couch with my wine, with my snack, my feet up, watching the episode. That's off topic, but it was just amazing.
Did you love every moment of it?
Every second.
Did the wine change your perspective on the show at all?
It did a little bit. Eileen, that's a great question. It just, smooth sailing pretty good. So it was awesome. All right. Well, we're back in Pittsburgh, of course, still. And Bryn and Ashley are back this week, which I was glad to see.
Bryn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started off with a big old production boo-boo. Last week they told us that she was gone because her son was dealing with some serious diabetes issues. And this week Jill says it's because, oh, she needed more time to think about if she wanted to come back or not.
Right.
So not sure which one of those is true, but
and
I caught it for you.
She's calling them out right here. Wow. Nothing gets past her.
And Jill was saying that whatever Abby wants, Abby gets, and probably did some major persuasion to get those two out to the show for that week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I like Bryn a lot. I think she has beautiful, amazing flexibility, beautiful feet, and great technique. Just can land those extensions. So
she has no, like, I don't know which, like,
no,
she has
spine.
No bones. Exactly. That's what I was looking for. No spine. The way she bends her back, it's ridiculous.
It's
a lot of back bends from her and Maddie in their routines in this episode. Woo!
A lot of tricks.
Bryn is one of the most beautiful dancers that we've seen in a long time, maybe since the coming of Kalani.
Yeah, I know.
But you can definitely tell that she hasn't been raised in the Abby Lee dance company with all the theatrics training and all of that. She still has to tap into that.
She does.
And I think she's going to get there, and I just really enjoyed watching her and getting to know her on this episode.
I did, too. So, heading into the pyramid, which, with the exception of Nia, I felt like it was pretty darn positive
for Abby's
standards, which I thought was a breath of fresh air, but then she just, the negative on Nia just took it down.
Right.
So it was positive, and then I just was like, all right, I guess it's not positive, but I started really trying to be in there with it.
Can we talk about that? Because a lot of people were commenting on that last week, that why is Nia getting picked on so
much?
It's sad. Yeah. And, I mean, it still was happening, with her and
Holly. And it was clear in this episode how it's starting to affect Nia.
Yes.
You know, we don't usually see her just sitting there with a blank look on her face, the way that she reacted when Abby told her to bring her crown and her sash. Mm-hmm. That's not normal Nia. And I just get this air of her from like, well, if I can't do anything right, then I'm not really going to do anything at all. I mean, and I don't want to say it doesn't seem like she's trying, but you can definitely tell that she feels beaten down.
She does, and that was so sad.
Mm-hmm. My initial reaction was, is she the next Chloe? Is she the next one that's going to be out the door? Because Holly is kind of like speaking up for her, and it seems like that's creating a lot of tension. And it's funny because Maddie actually then later on in the episode brought that up, that, you know, if Holly keeps fighting with Abby, that she might,
the same
it's going to, so I said, Maddie, we're right here. I'm thinking the same thing. I know.
I love when we get to hear the girls talk like that.
Yeah.
And we're seeing more of Maddie in the interviews and Kalani a little bit too, and Nia, and that's the juiciest part for me. I want to know what they're thinking about these crazy
moms. We love those little parts.
Yeah.
Yep. So we do start the pyramid with Nia at the bottom. She had a solo. She didn't place. Followed by JoJo, and apparently, she didn't stand out in the group, which is a positive thing because she stayed with the music. So I did see an improvement from her. Followed by Mackenzie, who can comprehend like no other. She had four,
Pick up that choreography.
Headed to the next tier, we've got Kendall, which apparently having a birthday in Abby Land is just a negative too. You really can't win, at this point, because now she's up in the age group with Maddie, and she went into that whole thing. Well, you were really good when you were in the 11 and under, but now you're in the 12 and over, and now you're right up there with Maddie again. So
happy birthday, Kendall.
Have a good old birthday and eat your cake with a smile, girl. But you are beautiful. We love you. Followed by Miss Maddie on the second tier, not at the top. And
shocker.
Yeah. Well, it was, but then they have to put Kalani.
Kalani deserves it.
Kalani,
first overall, and I was so glad that Kalani won because she, Abby brought her out there to win, and she hadn't won. So I was like, oh, yes, because she ain't going home.
No.
She's not going.
I would hate to see that.
She's not going anywhere. And I know that's improper English, but I meant to do it.
How great did they look in that dark kind of emerald green color?
I was going to bring that up.
I loved those outfits.
I did, too.
The opening scene when they're doing the pyramid.
Okay.
Yeah, they all look so great in that color.
Yeah. I was like, is that Is it a new thing? Are they just because they've never been in that color?
Yeah. And it looked good on Abby too, so maybe it was her prerogative. Like, right. It's my color. Everyone wear it.
Yeah. Well, the competition this week is in Wayne, New Jersey, at Sheer Talent. Which means that Kathy will be around from the Candy Apples. And it's been eight weeks since she's been around. And whenever Kathy comes around, Abby gets real cranky. And the drama gets so a left field that you just have to laugh. And
well,
that's what
I
did.
You know, Kathy's been spending the last 8 weeks just like sitting in a dark room somewhere, rubbing her hands together, like, how can I get Abby Lee? How can I get her? How can I get her? I mean, she's crazy.
Can we talk about how dramatic it was when Abby took her mic off and like stormed out? God. And she was like, I've had enough of Kathy. Yeah. We're like, Abby, we know you're going to have to come back to finish the show and coach the girls.
I love my
hair. It was so like,
I love
so
it.
Over the top.
It was.
So one of the big ways she came, though, and was going to compete with Abby was bringing on this new choreographer, right?
Exactly.
Yes. Well, a familiar face.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Erin Babs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's...
Who Abby went head-to-head with in L.A., and it did not go well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Erin was talking... Well, she was talking a lot of crap last time, too.
She was...
But she was really laying it on thick this time, I think, because it's not really her girls, and it's not her studio.
Yeah.
And
she was really sticking it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've got some solos, though. We've got Maddie with Vertigo, and Brynn scored a solo, because apparently she's diamond in the rough, which she is and she isn't, so we will see. And then Dance in the Rain is the group, and so she made a very elaborate explanation as to why they're dancing in the rain, so... So Nia and Mackenzie both won national titles at Sheer Talent.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about Nia's face during the pyramid and how upset she is. And then she gets, Abby kind of sticks it to her and is like, so you're not going to wear your sash and your crown? And there's no emotion. There's no nothing.
Okay. Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Because Abby said, wipe that smirk off your face or something like that about Nia. I felt Nia was just standing there with a blank face. I didn't see that Nia made like a negative face. What was your interpretation of that moment?
I saw that it wasn't negative. It wasn't positive. It was just like, I kind of plead the fifth. Yeah, I wave my.
That's a good way to sum it up.
You know, like, I can't do this. I can't do that. Now I can't stand there. Because a lot of the girls, they just stand there. Even Kalani, when she got her first, she just, you know, that's just kind of what they do. And that's,
I think she's a kid
way.
And she dazes off sometimes, so she shouldn't be punished for it and
you
called
think that's
out. I mean, maybe in the moment she was just kind of like, just didn't have like an over the top reaction, but I don't think you should be punished for that. It's not like she gave her a dirty look or something, you know? That would have been inappropriate, but I agree with you. I think that she just had a blank stare, and like the moms agreed too. When they all, it's hard for these moms to agree on something,
yeah.
Okay? And for them all to,
it's true.
And for them all to come back and commiserate backstage and then just say, like, poor Nia. I think that everyone's just feeling like it's becoming a little bit too much of a nitpicking on Nia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think she was making a face. I think she was making no face. You
right.
know, like,
right.
just absolutely be as still and blank as I can so that it cannot be interpreted in any wrong way.
Exactly.
And Abby still didn't care for it.
Mm-hmm. No, she didn't. And neither did Holly, because the next, what we see Holly going on and on about... And rightfully so, about how it's not right and in the pyramid. But I just feel like sometimes less is more. And
yes.
Holly just kept, you know, going on and on. And then right after, like, a couple ons, she just kept going. Like, that's all. That's all. And, you know, less is more. Pull back a little bit.
I thought Abby was going to kick her and Nia both
out. I did, too.
Right at that moment. I know.
I
me,
she,
too.
When she said, get
out.
She
get
was
out.
Just talking to the mom.
Yeah.
I thought she was talking to Nia and Holly. I was like, oh, this is here it comes. This is the end of it.
I'm telling you,
it
might be the next Holly. I don't know. Unfortunately, I hope not, but...
Mm. Do you think Abby's been speaking up too much? Are you kind of... Have you heard
you mean
everything
Holly?
She has... Yes, I'm sorry. Holly. We've heard everything she has to say, and we know how she feels, and...
I just think that... I just think, like Maddie said, too, like, if she stays on this path, I mean, you get on Abby's bad side, you're going to have a bad... What did she say? A bad week? A bad month? A bad year? I mean... Not to quote her, but yeah, I mean, it's true. It's like, you have to kind of just be on her good side. And I mean, but it's hard because that's her daughter. And I understand her, like, sticking up for her, like, the whole blank stare thing. Like, it was an unnecessary comment. I mean, just, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. I did see attitude, but then it just is, like I said, like, I don't know, lady. I'm just want to get out of the pyramid and into rehearsal.
Let's focus on the dancing.
Can we just get on with this dance thing?
So as the girls are rehearsing for the group number, Ania is, again, chastised for her technique, and she's, you know, it's not her, and I really didn't see what Abby was really pointing out, talking about her sashay through fifth, but what did you all think?
I can see it in Nia's dancing. Again, maybe this is coming from her feeling beaten down, but I just don't feel the passion from her anymore.
Yeah.
It's almost like she's not really trying. And I think it stems, too, from getting this little taste of being a pop star, and that's probably where her mind is right now. You know, she recorded the single, and she was doing the music video, and I think she's so over this whole thing. I really do.
Yeah, I think, and I listened to her song on iTunes. It was really good.
Yeah.
It was
cute, yeah.
The production, I'm not exactly sure, but when her voice comes on, it's clean and it's crisp. It's really, really nice. So I saw that too in her in the rehearsal. Like, she kind of just throws away the moves and, you know, just throws away. So I don't know.
I was also kind of wondering.
I love the original, so hopefully, you know, she sticks around, but I don't know. She might be outgrowing it, like you said. Yeah.
Do you think she has a future as like a pop diva or something of that nature?
It's hard for anyone to make it in the industry, honestly. So I don't know. But if she loves it and she has a passion for it, she has the support of her mom, she does have talent, why not?
She will always have the support of her mother.
Yes, she will. So Ashley, Bryn's mom, wants to know what has started all of this drama. Up in the mom's room, and she wants to know if it started with the Maddie B video, and I think that it did, and I think that Holly probably knew that this was going to happen to her daughter, but yet she put her in the Maddie B video anyway. But I kind of figure like she's kind of darned if she does, darned if she doesn't. What do you guys think, girls?
Yeah, and someone chimed in and said it started happening just before the Maddie B video. So clearly, I think Holly and Nia are just on the chopping block right now. And that once Abby gets fixated on somebody, and somebody's like becomes the thorn in her side, and there's just nothing. I think that's that expression we're seeing from Nia is like, there's nothing I can do or say that's going to change your mind right now. So I'm just going to try to do nothing.
Right.
But it was interesting how, all the moms were kind of schooling Bryn's mom, right?
Yeah.
Let us tell you how it is around here.
Yeah.
And you're right. Holly's the one who's fixated. And of course, this all, and the point when this all started going downhill is when Holly just kept on and on and on in LA about where are the opportunities for my daughter.
Well, it started with Aubrey O'Day is where it started.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Abby needs to have one of the moms, though, where she has conflict with, right? So if she didn't pick on Nia and have this conflict with Holly, like, who else would it be
at
this point?
Yeah.
Right? So I feel like that's why I feel like Abby's the one that's kind of targeting, because who else has she had to nitpick on?
Well, yeah, the interesting point there is that the rest of the moms are just being so chill.
Exactly.
I think Tony is in the chat, actually.
So, hey.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony from Down Under.
Going on?
Shout out from Australia.
Thank you.
And he says you guys are doing a great job. Smiley face.
Thanks, Tony.
So much fun.
Can you give us any kind of fun update? What exciting did you do today, Tony? Down Under.
I don't think he said anything about that, but I'll definitely ask him.
All right, Tony. If you stick around, give us the dish.
Yeah. for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure you all know, but Tony is emceeing and hosting the girls' tour in Australia.
Happening right now.
Yeah, it's happening right now. So.
Is it like 6 a.m. there or something? Probably.
Yeah. When
you get up early to watch us.
Tony, what are you doing up, brother?
No. The time difference. I don't know the time difference.
I thought that it was really funny, Jill. Now, Jill is kind of becoming the peacemaker. And can you, like, pretend like you're
sassy
Holly? No. Mm-hmm. Girls, do you think that we should really just sit down and have a talk with Abby? You should? I would be, like, so irritated at that point when Jill was talking to Holly and saying, you know, do you think that that would help? If you sat down and had a one-on-one coffee date with Abby, do you think that that would take it, you know, the pain away from Nia?
Maybe a couple of glasses of wine might help calm her down. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I know you and I were watching. We were laughing at that point, right? Because Holly's response was so funny. Holly was like, no. What was her response? I'd rather... No, I don't know. What did she say? Holly had this great response. She was like, there's no way I will have coffee with her. No way.
Well, as the girls are rehearsing, the moms warn Ashley, and I think this is, like, stooping, like, really low. I think at this point, the demeanor just must be down with all of the moms because they're just talking about how this honeymoon phase isn't going to last long, and they're just really sticking it to her with this toxic jealousy. And they should know, like, you know, you're in, you're out. Like, Bryn is a guest. Yes, she's very talented, but you don't have to, like, be so evil. What do you think? Do you disagree, Christy?
Well, Ashley seems to be one of the few mothers who's come into this with not with her, like, guns blazing, insulting everyone, where is the attention for my child kind of a thing. And she doesn't need to be doing that because Abby is clearly on her team. But usually they come in with such a chaotic uproar that I think the mothers are maybe kind of trying to prod her a little bit. Like, hey, this is how we do around here. We argue with Abby. Why aren't you arguing with Abby? Why aren't you arguing with
us? That's kind of what I noticed.
She has nothing to argue about right now.
and that's her daughter's killing it. That's unusual.
So, Ashley is like a nice breath of fresh air, you know, for me. And she, like, really toned it down from the last episode, too. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she was very, like, professionally dressed, and her demeanor was down, too. So that was kind of like a breath of fresh air. But apparently we have a chat roll question, too.
We do. Joseph Boza.
Hey, Joseph.
Who's watching you live. He says... Hey, AfterBuzz ladies, my question would be, do you think that Holly and Nia's heart weren't into it this week because it was right around the time Holly's dad passed away?
Oh, yes, Joseph, that's a good point.
That's a good point, Joseph.
Oh, and an update from Tony. He said, nothing, we just arrived, but we literally got off the plane and Abby went right into filming the show. Bananas.
Wow. I believe it.
Love to hear that.
Thanks, Tony.
No jet lag there, huh?
And thanks for the comment about Holly and Nia.
Yeah, you know what? You might be right, Joseph. Wow. It's a really good point. Yeah. It's funny if we don't see it brought up in the show again. It's been a few weeks since we watched him ailing. We kind of forget about it. You're probably right.
Yeah, probably just too many things going on in that little girl's life. Yeah. So. Thank you, Joseph. We really appreciate that. Great question.
She needs a good turn of luck, that girl, and her mom.
So just finishing up with the moms, Jill, I notice, feels extremely territorial that Bryn got a solo and thinks that it should go to another ALDC girl, specifically...
Oh, I don't know.
Kendall!
What? Listen, I'm mad anytime Kendall doesn't get a solo.
I know.
No matter who else gets one instead, because I love her.
Yeah.
But we had to see what Bryn could do.
She could handle it, but it's kind of Bryn... It was Bryn's week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she was just visiting, so might as well give her the limelight for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to relate to Jill a little bit, because I can see myself saying that about Athena. Athena deserves our solo.
Well, Jill's given us a lot of personality this season. She's had some great quotes, and she's, like, really sassing it up.
She grabbed that megaphone.
Yeah.
She took charge.
Oh, the megaphone.
That was funny.
So we are to the point where we are rehearsing with the candy apples, and I'm not sure if Kathy is taking cues from Abby, but Kathy really goes at it with Bridget. Lucas's mom, because apparently Lucas is, you know, feeling the favoritism. So what did you all think about her lashing out at Kathy?
I feel like, I think that Bridget maybe is looking to get on Abby's team.
That's what I thought, too. I was like,
why do we care about this? But, oh, wait a minute.
Right. Yeah. I mean, clearly there was some scheming going on when she wished them good luck and everything. But to be honest, do you guys really think that Abby would let Lucas in? I think they have kind of like an all-girl kind of...
Yeah, I don't think
formula
so.
Going on.
I don't think.
So unfortunately, I'm sorry, Lucas. I don't know if they would let you on.
Well, in the past, when she's brought on boys, remember Mackenzie had a solo thing one
just
time
for, like,
with a boy, and it just Abby doesn't seem into it.
Yeah, so you know, maybe just stick to Kenny Evans for now.
I thought it was interesting too, just to see that it's not just the Abby Lee Dance Company. Like, there's other groups that have their
drama.
own drama going on or their own power dynamic, right? That was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, and at the Dancer's Den, and this is the part where we get to see the girls just, like, having a conversation amongst themselves, like we touched on earlier. And for whatever reason, Nia's late for practice, and Maddie kind of takes the leader role of the group and goes on to talk about she thinks it's a Chloe Christie type thing, and then Kalani, mm-hmm. being the voice of reason, says that it's got to be really hard for Nia to show up and have her dance teacher be mad at her mom and take it out on her.
Mm-hmm.
Little voice of reason girls. But I love those, like, little real type of moments.
Kalani seems very compassionate. Like, it seems like whatever she says, it seems that she's good at kind of considering everyone's feelings. And she just seems like she's really kind of a nice girl and very smart.
Very smart.
Well, she's a lot, she's older than all the other girls, too. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, she has a different maturity level and probably feels like a big sister to all the rest of the team members. So.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the competition, because...
Yeah. And we need Jersey.
Yeah. We got Jersey in the house.
Yes.
Now, Eileen, you can tell us about Wayne, New Jersey, right?
Yes, because I've actually... Okay, so I cheerleaded growing up. I was a cheerleader.
Yay.
And one of the competitions was in Wayne, New Jersey. And I can't remember if it was this exact location, but I'm happy that I didn't have to compete against Abby Lee's Dance Company or anything, or the Candy Apples.
Yes.
But yeah, it brought back a little bit of memories for me.
Awesome.
That's cool. In Wayne, New Jersey, yeah. So, but good for the girls. I mean, I think that they put on... Both teams, I think, put on a great show.
Amazing talent in these two groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The sheer talent competitions always kind of bring the good dancing, right? We always see the hot stuff at these.
Yeah, we did see some hot stuff. And we saw some really hot stuff at the entrance with her megaphone. That is just number one, I mean...
Obnoxious.
Obnoxious, but it doesn't really top the time that she had everybody holding an apple on the entrance for the candy apple. So she's just... It's insane how she just marches. I mean, do we even talk about it?
let's talk about this. I give Abby a ton of credit for not just taking that microphone and smacking Cappy.
Yeah.
She apparently, like, nudged her a little bit.
A little bit.
I missed it. Did she actually do it? Or was that Kathy just overreacting?
Kathy's been known to exaggerate, you know.
Yeah.
Abby walked by her 10 feet away. And, oh, my God, she totally hit me. She's in my personal space.
I love the way Abby walked in also, because she was so confident. Mm-hmm. Like, she was like a showman. She was not paying any attention. I'm good.
But what did she say? You don't have anybody in the Grammys. You don't have anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. Snap.
And she'll always have that. She always has that to say.
Yeah,
and that is
true.
How someone who knows that they're going to come in with their girls and win that competition, that's how they enter. Not someone who's threatened and making a fuss on a
They don't need to speak
megaphone.
With a megaphone. They're dancing and their accolades speak for themselves.
Exactly.
It was pretty annoying. And I think the moms were more annoyed than Abby was at the megaphone, right?
I think so, too.
Well, it's just obnoxious, the sound. I mean, I can imagine. Right?
No one wants that in their ear.
I'm going to bring one next week.
But we actually got some inside information from one of the fans that they rehearse those entrances at least twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at least twice.
Before the girls actually arrive.
Before the girls actually arrive.
And we got a couple tweets this week from people who were at that competition in Wayne. So, yeah. Apparently.
And they plucked people from, I don't know if they're just walking by in Wayne, New Jersey, or the extras. Or
just looking to...
From the competition.
Along.
Yeah, just to welcome them. So at the competition, we've got solos, and Maddie performs first.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to that, let's get to our chat roll questions.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, so we have from, I apologize if I mess up your username, it's a... R-I-T-S-T-E-R, so Rister, 21.
Hey, Rister.
Would you like Lucas or any boy to be a permanent member of Abby's team, which I know you guys brought up? It would be a breath of fresh air and something new, personally.
Yeah. I would like to see that. I would love to see that. There are a lot of amazing young male dancers out there, and really they're being underrepresented on the show, aren't they? So I think it would take the right personality, but I say bring it on.
I think that adding a male figure could definitely bring a different dynamic into a different level of creativity into the routines, too. You know, bringing a boy, it opens a door for more routines. So I think that'd be great.
I would love if one of the girls' brothers would come up and start trying to get him to start trying to get him. A mom we already know and like bringing her son up in it would be a totally different thing. I don't know if any of them have brothers.
Because we have a sister.
They do.
I'm like, is there a brother?
I don't know.
Kalani's brother apparently is a baseball player, so he's athletic. Well,
maybe Kalani's being back too, like that. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I actually think for me, I think that that would be too much. I just don't think that it would work.
Okay.
I think that she would probably bring a boy on for a couple, like, special roles for a couple weeks. But, man, it would be a lot of change, though, you know.
Yeah, to be a permanent team member, yeah, probably not. Yeah.
You know what would be awesome, though? If a boy came and it was his dad.
Oh, yeah.
With his support base. Wouldn't that be great?
I like that. Could you switch up
would
the dynamic?
Abby go up against a dad, you think? Or would she just snap back at the mom?
It would just change everything. That's a season six suggestion.
I don't know if they'd go, like, head-to-head. And then it'd be Dance Moms. The show would need
and
a
dad.
Title change. Dance Moms slash Dads.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Spin-off. Kind
of yeah, spin-off.
Yeah. Dance Dads.
Like that. That'll be the next show.
You know, there are dads out there. My dad used to pick me up from ballet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad picked me up and then got the heck out of there. He didn't want anything to do with those pink shoes or those buns.
Oh, aww. My dad would wear them. We had the NUHS dance team shirts, and my dad had one that says Christy's dad on the back.
That's so
you rock.
Shout out to all the dads out there.
Shout out to all the dads.
Well, thank you, at Rister21, for that question. Very good question.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. So we've got... Maddie performs first, and Abby is worried that her budding star is off at the performing at, or walking the carpet at the Grammys and doing magazine spreads, and maybe she just doesn't have enough rehearsal time in her to take
spread
this,
out
to take this win. So what did you all think of?
She's been doing all the things Abby wants her to do, so Abby's not sure she has time to do the other stuff Abby wants her to do.
Exactly.
That reminds me, actually, of a moment in the beginning of the episode when Abby tells Maddie, like, we're going to the Grammys, and Maddie's like, no, we are not.
Yeah.
That was so funny. Oh, my gosh.
I like that attitude that she showed in that little vignette, so I just have to say, I won't be going with her.
Yeah.
And it took some guts too, you know. Mm-hmm. It really did.
Yeah, we don't see that from Maddie.
We don't.
That's true. She is very loyal. Yeah, to Abby. Mm-hmm.
So was she? Was that like her real true colors there?
Do you think she's becoming like a little mini diva?
I think she is.
Really?
I think she is.
She's just allowing herself to have a little fun.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I think personality is good, you know, no matter what. So,
boy, that solo. Though.
Yeah. She, I mean, whatever all that we just said, she was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Yeah, yeah. And I love, she is just like bomb. Can I say that? Bomb.com.
Yeah. You know, I think the viewers have gotten used to me saying like, oh, Maddie's solos kind of all look the same and this and that. This was so different. This, she brought some kind of like different hard hitting. It wasn't the same like, oh, facial. She really brought something different to this dance for me and I loved it. I thought it was great.
Well, to what you were saying about whether or not the Grammys and her doing all of these extracurricular things, if it affects her, I think it's a positive because maybe the reason why you saw something different in her is because she's been working with other choreographers and draws inspiration from new people. So
yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah. Absolutely. And her confidence is like moving into a new whole, you know, a new space.
Mm-hmm.
I thought too, like it was a lyrical, right? The solo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And just her, even before I saw any of the choreography itself, just her tone and her face, like she just like enters into the zone.
I knew
when she stretches her eyes on point.
I knew when she entered like that and so suave before the music even started, I was like, this is going to be good. And I love that headpiece that she had in her hair. That was like stunning. I love that part.
Can I ask you guys though, aren't you always, as a watcher, I'm just always a little bit afraid someone's going to trip or fall or miss a step. Like, it's so unnerving for me. It's almost like I'm a mom. Like, I'm afraid. Or I'm afraid
like they're your girls.
That someone's going to mess up.
I don't worry about that because they're so, so trained. And she, you know, was able to hit all of those moves on the Sia video.
That's true. She's had a little bit more pressure, I would say, than maybe even a dance competition. I mean, she's been performing in the biggest stages possible for a dancer. So
you could say this
she's
is,
a pro.
Yeah. This is small potatoes at this point for Maddie. She's extremely seasoned, so.
Yeah, I think more likely than her falling or being fazed by a dance competition at this point is that she gets too comfortable. You know, it'd be very easy for her to go, I'm doing all these other things. What does it matter if I take first place at this competition? Yeah. But she still cares to come and bring it.
She is a true professional. Let's go to the chat roll question.
It's not a question. It's actually for Christy.
Oh, hey.
Christy, a fan here named Stephen Beverly.
Uh-huh.
He wants to say hi, and can I get a shout-out from my favorite person on the panel?
Oh, look at that. Wow. Was it Stephen?
Stephen Beverly.
Oh, Stephen Beverly, I appreciate that so much. You know, I really take the negative stuff to heart. And so when I get a little ray of sunshine like that, I really take it and I remember it forever. So thank you. I really do appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I needed that today.
We have a couple questions,
love, honey.
Okay.
I like it.
Stacey 3357 says, hey, ladies, how did you guys feel when Ashley was explaining that she thought Brian? I don't know. Had a chance of beating Maddie, and Jill said, No, Maddie is Abby's queen. Oh, Abby's queen bee, and that is not going to happen.
Well, I thought that no matter, you know, I think Ashley has to be extremely positive about her daughter in any circumstance, and she did have a good chance at beating her. She's got the flexibility, the legs, the turnout. But Maddie, you know, as we touched on, has tremendous experience. So I think as a mom, you always, always have to be confident in your child no matter mm-hmm. what. Even though we know she's probably not going to beat her, but you have to be there for your child. And yes, I'm a mom. Ladies? Anybody? Okay, next question.
Yeah. We're good. You answered it, love.
You covered it, Candace.
Okay. Thank you, Stacey3357. Do we have any more questions?
Not yet. Everyone's just kind of commenting on the Maddie and Bryn question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
I mean, it was possible that Bryn could have beat Maddie.
Totally.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, Maddie blew her out of the water. Bryn was
Let's talk about Bryn next. So she came up next, and what I loved about her was she was not fazed by this superstar who mm-hmm. has, you know, performed in all these things, not fazed one bit. And that type of confidence when she doesn't have the experience that Maddie has is like, for that age, is unbelievable. She blew it away. I mean, the feet, flawless lines, musicality. I mean, you know, can you imagine like watching Maddie in the wings, like, and like being like, oh, am I going to be that good? But man, she nailed it.
Mm-hmm. We saw Bryn in the wings watching Maddie mm-hmm. and looking a little bit nervous. But just the amazing natural talent coming out of her body.
The flexibility.
Oh, my gosh.
Unreal. Wow. It hurt me watching it. I was like, oh, my goodness. I felt it. But clearly she's not fazed by it. Yeah, she's a true talent.
And I think she brings something different than the other girls that are already on this team do. There's just something about her that just seems a little bit like a step ahead, a little bit above.
Mm-hmm. I think like her mom said, too, like it was kind of good for her to come in second, right? She said that because it pushes her mm-hmm. a little bit. So, it gives her something to work for.
Mm-hmm. Speaking, before the group performs, Abby gives the group a little pep talk, sort of, which is as peppy as Miss Abby can be. And it was
a threat talk? Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, a threat talk. Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
What'd she say? Make me happy. Make it a happy day and win. And like a little, so, and Kathy's doing the same. And I saw like a little bit too much of the candy apples and Kathy kind of trying to parallel ALDC. I need something else. It's too much the same. Like they're not going to be able to take the same drama that we see with ALDC and make it as interesting. Mm-hmm, I don't think. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we watch Lifetime. We want the drama, right?
That's right.
And we care about Abby, and we care about these girls, and we've watched mm-hmm. them for a long time, and I just don't really care about Kathy.
But you know? We do care about the group when they perform. What did you all think of that group?
Okay, so I thought it, I liked it. I did. I thought it was very theatrical. For me, it didn't feel like it was just a dance competition routine. I thought it was like a production, and I enjoyed it. Did I think it was better than the girls, Abby Lee's dance company? No, but I definitely thought that they stepped up their game. And like Holly said, I think she, what did she say? It was, she said it was cool, and that they definitely gave them something, some competition. So. Okay. I enjoyed it.
You're talking about Kathy's
group?
Yeah, I thought that they put on a good show.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes, it was a good show. It seemed like it was something that you could pay to see on Broadway.
Right.
But I didn't think there was a whole lot of actual dancing going on. I didn't see a lot of elements that made me go, ooh, that looked hard.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I wasn't surprised that they came in second just because it didn't have that dance aspect to me.
I kind of think that Aaron, the choreographer, may have made a mistake bringing in that big silk for them to use the whole time, because I did. I felt it was so technical, and it didn't look super clean on the stage, and it kind of took away from actually the moves they could have been doing. Mm-hmm. So
it was
cool.
It was good in theory, but it reminded me of when I was in grade school and in gym class, they like brought out the parachute.
Oh, yes!
And that's you used funny. To like go up and like hide under it, and then it would like bubble up.
You're not a fan of the whatever you call
whatever
it,
the parachute pants. I'll tell you, when I first saw the dress, I was excited. I was like, wow, this is going to be cutting edge. And I got excited, but then they didn't really do what I kind of envisioned them doing.
Yeah.
And I watched a couple times and I was like, there's a story to this, but I don't understand the story. The two girls. Complete. I just was like, they're trying to rescue the girl in the dress. I didn't really understand it. Wasn't a lot of like choreo.
Yeah. And there should have been more dance, definitely. Mm-hmm.
But they were off sync, and then the main girl in the dress, like her first move is like a développé, which is like, if you're going to do a développé, it has to be up here. If it's going to be up here, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, I thought she was lacking a little bit throughout the whole number.
Yeah, I felt like they both were, and I've seen them perform, and I have thought that they were great performers, but it wasn't all what it's cracked up to be. And what's funny to me is, like, Kathy always thinks that she's bringing her best number. She said that about this number, and she said that about the chandelier song, too.
Like, oh, right. Crazy.
So, all right, moving on. We've got 10 minutes left. Yes.
Uh-oh.
So let's talk about Group ALDC and their Dancing in the Rain number.
How weird was it to see 7 ALDC on the stage?
It's fantastic.
I mean, the last couple weeks we've seen group numbers with just 4 girls. I was like, where did all these girls come from? They looked like a high school dance team.
I know. I had to keep counting.
It was cool. And this is where I thought, I kind of said this before, that Brynn seems like she's almost elevated over some of the ALDC girls. I mean, her just legs just seemed like they were up higher and they were straighter, and she almost stood out in a way where it made everyone else look bad.
Yeah,
it's but just it was a great number and beautiful, but she really stood out.
She's effortless. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there were so many dancers, there was a lot to look at.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a whole different experience. And Maddie's turns were exceptional. I mean, there's just, I think, I don't remember the last time we saw her in a number where she didn't do her turns, but right?
For me, it wasn't one of my favorites, but I feel like it was beautifully executed, and I did like the number of performers. I really love the music. I love that song. It was just so on point. I haven't heard a song like that before. I thought I loved that. I did not like the costume whatsoever. I didn't like the blue sequin. And I didn't like this head thing. I didn't know if they were pirates or 70s or what. Mm. And out of all the costumes to pick from, I just didn't like that. But I did love the number, and I liked the formations that they had, too. So.
You know, I love what Abby said earlier about this number. She said it's feminine and it's pretty. And then she had this great quote, and pretty wins.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's such a good quote.
Yeah, girl, in the game of life.
Pretty wins.
Abby.
And she said, a good t-shirt.
That is. And she said it looked like poetry, too. Okay, so at the awards, Bryn brings, for solos, Bryn brings in second. Amazing.
Yay. Must have been close.
Yeah, it must have been close. We don't really know exactly how close it was. And Maddie wins her first, which I'm really glad, just for the sake of everything going on, that she won first. You know? It would have just, like, been too much drama.
It'd be a nice switch up once in a while.
Yeah.
If someone really could give her a run for her money.
She does give her, do you think, because she does give her the run for her money, do you think that's why that Abby, the real reason that Abby doesn't ask her back next week?
Oh. I think there's stuff going on with Bryn and Ashley and their family. Yeah.
I think she really just has to go home.
Yeah. I thought so too. I mean, I know that they have issues, but I just was like, wow, maybe.
But the question remains, how much more will we see of her, and when will we see her again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's the surprise factor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'll be just long enough for us to forget about her.
And then she comes back.
Mm-hmm. Just like me. When will I be back?
The brain of the show.
Next, and then Candy Apples for the groups. They come in second, and our ALDC girls, they come in first.
Yay!
Good job, girls.
Yeah.
Dancing in the rain.
Yeah, and Nia and McKenzie look really cute in their little sashes up there handing out the awards.
Yay.
Yeah, they were cute. Then Jill gets on the megaphone.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
Oh, Jill.
That was funny.
Yeah, she gets on the megaphone. Kathy goes in the back, and just, this is really just way too dramatic, but Kathy questions why original ALDC are on the back. What a, like, that's very below the belt. And then Jill kind of.
I'm so silly.
Yeah. Jill even gets even lower and is like, winners. How many times did she say that?
Yeah.
Well, she only said, go eat your tea and crumpets, bee, once. I know that.
Yeah, she called her the beaver.
Mm-hmm. And then that whole part with Bridget calling Kathy out, and I didn't even, I mean, I'm assuming that Bridget wants to draw attention to herself so that she can, I don't know. What did you all
think? No, I felt that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like Bridget just kind of wanted to get in that.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure.
I had to, like, rewind it because I didn't really get, like, why she was even saying anything in the first place.
Because it kind of was between Jill and Kathy, really.
Exactly.
I think because her son isn't, like, the star, I guess, the Morales kids, that, you know, they get more of the limelight and Candy Apples team. So maybe, you know, she's trying to find a way to make drama for herself.
Well,
to
she
stand
created
out.
More time for herself and her
right,
son
on
by
camera
doing
time.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and she seemed like the only one who had a problem from their team with what Kathy was doing. She was kind of over it. She thought it was immature, clearly. That's why she went and told the girls good luck beforehand.
Yeah.
She thought Kathy was being stupid.
Yeah,
she was.
Yeah, she wanted to get kicked off the team. And then Kathy does kick Lucas off the team. And we see a little mini tantrum from
I
Lucas.
I wrote the word diva jerk.
Yeah.
But then he was right to be that way.
He was, he was right to be that way, but he was also, like, a little bit scary. I was like, dang.
Yeah. Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then Jill goes below the belt with the megaphone, and I love her in the vignette, like, saying, yeah, it wasn't very nice, but I did it anyway.
Not the most mature thing, but hey, sometimes you gotta be a little sassy.
Yeah, she's like striking me as the Regina George of this bunch a little bit, you know? fairly harmless, but it's fun to watch. A little bit mean girl.
Mm-hmm. So, and then it ends with the girls being happy and Abby being happy. So, did you all have any other things to say about the episode?
Abby was happy this whole episode.
She was.
She wasn't super mean. She didn't yell. I was kind of like, what's she so happy about?
I don't know.
Right? Even at the end, she seemed very elated. Like, it was kind of a different Abby than they let us see sometimes.
Yeah.
And I like it.
She was looking good, too, earlier. We have a chat roll question.
Mm-hmm.
She just did her makeup.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
All right. So the first one I wanted to talk about is, this is from RPG Dancer. He said, or she said, I'm not quite sure. Did you all see the video from the Ireland tour where the girls are making fun of JoJo? And what was your reaction? They were called Mean Girls in the news articles.
How did we miss that?
Wow.
I'm taking my note right now.
Okay.
I will be reviewing this video.
We'll have to worry about it next week.
If these ALDC ladies need a talking to,
yes,
we will be giving it on next week's Nation.
Yes. JoJo.
We'll check it out and we'll tweet you PPG Dancer and we will converse.
Yeah, thank you.
And we have Angela G. Hi, do you guys feel like Maddie's opportunities have impacted her technique/dancing?
No, I think she's as fabulous as always.
Yeah. And that's impressive.
Yeah.
More power to her.
Yeah.
I think if anything, it's just solidified her confidence, right? I mean, her inside. Not that she didn't have it before, but
woo! Mm-hmm. And Stacy 3357 says, do you guys think this will be the last time we see Kathy this season?
No.
I hope so. I could do without her.
Yeah.
And where did Vivi go? Like, did she just give up on her daughter?
I don't know.
She wasn't in the dance.
Yeah,
she wasn't here at the competition. I mean,
wasn't anywhere.
She's a cute little girl with a lot of personality, but Kathy must have.
I think
she wasn't cutting it.
No. I think we're gonna see her again, but you know, they give us like a good break, you know, from her.
Woo.
Yeah, I think they throw Kathy in when they can't think of like anything else, and they you know, drum up megaphones and different things.
Apples.
So. She's a good nemesis.
Yeah,
that Kathy.
When the moms just aren't cutting it, and there's only Holly, I guess, to fight with, you gotta throw in Kathy in there too.
Maybe Holly paid her to come on the show.
Conspiracy theory.
Do we have any more questions?
Yes, we have one more that a lot of people are asking. Dancer, singer, lover, and Bubba707 said, how do you feel, since we're about to get into predictions, about the preview for next week?
Oh, well, let's get into predictions.
Yeah, I've got some major news and gossip, too, so
okay.
Let's hit that as well.
The girls are getting on JoJo's case, and I think it appears that Abby had the girls write down what bugs them about JoJo, and then they go up in front of everybody and actually say it. Mm-hmm. To poor JoJo, and you see her there crying.
I predict that it'll be for all the girls. All the girls are doing that for all of their teammates.
I think that's what I saw too.
Yeah, JoJo in the preview.
I think that's sad. I think to pin the girls against one another. I mean, then again, if these girls do continue with their careers and they become choreographers and then eventually become a judge, they will have to learn how to judge other dancers, but hopefully they do it in a way that's constructive, and but doesn't look like it from the tears, right?
No.
That is ruthless.
Yeah, they weren't, like, mean. I mean, they were, like, one girl's, Kalani was like, you lip-sync when you're performing, which you shouldn't be lip-sync. So I just think that it's just, you know, it can be very hurt. It's just untactful. You know, it's just very untactful, so.
Well, I'd like you all to know I've been taking notes about you during the show. And I'll be giving them to you after.
That's what I just say about Nia.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys think Nia's going to leave?
I think she needs to.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly do.
I think if Holly
really has had enough and she's not happy with what's going on and Nia's getting so beaten down, I think she should leave.
And concentrate on her music career.
Yeah.
If it's just going to be too much. It just gets to the point where you got to cut it off. So I hope that, and she certainly doesn't need the show to be successful.
No.
She's got her song. We've got lots and lots of things going. What about anything else? No.
Can we move into little news and gossip?
You got
some gossip. I got a follow up from last week.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, here are all the folks joining Philip Tucker for our shout outs and our newsworthy folks. Alexander Alniff tweeted us all a really great article that was super juicy, talking about how the competitions that the girls go to are always invitationals and how the crowd rehearses their reaction, as we mentioned earlier. Now, the person I was talking about last week, who I couldn't find his tweet, we got to give a big shout out to JB. At JohnBR3548 has all your juicy Kira info. Okay, I don't know how appropriate you guys feel like it is to air all her dirty laundry about the theft and all that, but it definitely went down. There are documents, and at JohnBR3548 has them on his Twitter.
Ooh.
I love you, dude. You right here.
Wow.
And Ellie Standifer got in on that convo as well at @coma_law_floor. She pointed out that Jill has had some legal trouble as well in the monetary department. And JB has those documents incriminating Jill as well. And one more thing, we were talking last week about what I'm now referring to as my Louis Vuitton complex.
Ooh.
That I'm the only girl in the world that doesn't have a Louis Vuitton bag, and all these little Dance Moms girls do. And at @rockerbaby4989 pointed out that the girls got those Louis Vuitton bags for as a gift for finishing season 3.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. That makes sense now. It makes sense. So,
thank you guys all so much for tweeting me all this good info. This is the only show where I always go and look for news and gossip for all the shows, obviously. But this is the one where the fans are coming to us like, hey,
That's very cool.
Yeah, we love you guys for that. So thank you.
Right.
Yes. And a special shout out, I think, from Candace and I to Sarah Peters, who corrected us on the location of Manahawkin, New Jersey.
Thank you, Sarah. That was me. I was never good at pronunciation in school.
Someday we hope to visit the lovely town of Manahawkin.
Yes. And where can they? Let's
you
finish
guys,
up.
I'll give you a tour of the Jersey.
Yay!
You're more than welcome to visit.
And let's head into wrapping up.
Let's do it. You guys, love talking to you this week. At J2 Snyder, tweet me.
At Eileen Russlin.
Yay! And keep sending me all that stuff at Chrissy Reports. I also have some great exclusive reality TV videos, including some Dance Mom stuff on my YouTube channel at Chrissy Reports. So please check it out.
Very exciting.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. And please subscribe to our channel, youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Please tweet me at Candace_Camacho. Thank you so much for all of you who chatted in on our chat roll.
Thanks to Eileen for being our guest host.
Thank you, Eileen. We appreciate everything. Thanks for joining us tonight for this recap. Dance Moms, and we'll see you real soon next week.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Alexis in the booth. Yeah.
Thanks, Alexis.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.